So a new initiative that North Yorkshire County Council has taken recently is called North Yorkshire Connect. This is basically a huge online resource, a bit like a directory for people of all ages, lots of different professionals, and sort of connecting North Yorkshire, hence why it's a very good title. It's got youth clubs, it's got sports and arts and baby groups for new parents, it's got advice and activities, loads and loads of things. And it's helping people to meet and discover new people, new groups that they wouldn't otherwise have known about. And so we're hearing from a few of the people that are involved with North Yorkshire Connect, and from Dancing for Wellbeing on the phone I have Jackie Terry. Hello Jackie.
Hello Beth.
Now you are part of North Yorkshire Connect, so people can find you online. They just go to northyorkshireconnect.org.uk. Tell me what Dancing for Wellbeing is and what you do.
Well, it's, I suppose I'd describe it really as fun dance activities for older people with health and mobility problems who live in the community. We run five weekly social groups, really sort of safe and gentle exercise. It's great for company and friendship. It can be very relaxing. It can also be really good at lifting your spirits. And I suppose the most important thing to say is it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of laughs.
And is it done in somebody's home, or does somebody have to travel to the destination that you're doing it at?
No, we run it in various community venues like Hampthwaite Memorial Hall. We have another at the Friends Meeting House in the centre of Harrogate. We have one in Bilton at the Bilton Community Centre. And we have two groups in Knaresborough because it's proved so popular there at the Chain Lane Community Hub.
And what sort of people are coming and getting the most from Dancing for Wellbeing, Jackie?
Well, it's quite a mixture, really. I mean, I would say that we aim the sort of level, if you like, at people of 70 or more. But we sometimes get younger people. We sometimes get very elderly people. We did have a lady who was over 100 once, but she came for about a year. Unfortunately, she's passed away now. But so we get quite a wide range. It's all really about, I suppose it suits people for whom ordinary or your normal exercise or dance type classes would be too challenging or maybe too strenuous. So we do our dancing either sitting or standing. You can sit throughout if that suits you best. You know, if your health is such that you couldn't stand, if you use a wheelchair, or you know your balance is bad. You know, you can have people who really are quite severely limited by their disability or whatever, alongside people who are just kind of having to slow up a bit because age is catching up with them or whatever, and Zumba Gold is a bit too much, or you know, your
it's
usual
sort
of ballroom dancing is too much. Exactly. So it works really well, actually, having that mix of people. It's lovely. This week we had our biggest number ever at the Hampthwaite group, which was 27. I would say we kind of aim for about 20 in each group, really. That's quite a nice number, really.
And what's the music that you choose to dance to?
Oh, very varied, really. I pick music that I hope is irresistible, that you just can't help moving to. So it'll be kind of stuff from the 50s, I mean, even perhaps down to the 30s. We do some Charleston numbers that are good fun. That's the 20s, isn't it? But also up to the present day, you know, some Carol Emerald and 80s music, all you can think of, really.
So being part of a group like North Yorkshire Connect then, so you are part of an online resource where people can come and find you. What would you say to somebody out there if they're thinking, do you know, this sounds pretty good, I quite like to be involved in this, but maybe they're a little bit shy, maybe they don't want to come and get involved. How can you persuade them to come and find Dancing for Wellbeing on North Yorkshire Connect?
Well, I suppose dancingforwellbeing.org, very simple, really. You can find me on the website. You can call me on 01423 531 235. And if you have a chat with me about it, I think because people are nervous about starting new things. I mean, I think everybody is. If people speak to me and I can sort of try and, you know, direct them to the right group for them, it's not always the nearest, but usually it is the nearest, you know, geographically. And I can just try and sort of allay any fears. And then, I don't know, if you just try it, you know, what have you got to lose? It costs a fiver. You have an hour of dancing, half an hour for socialising over tea, coffee and biscuits. And we do find most people come and they stay and they really enjoy it.
Well, Jackie Terry, thank you so much for talking to us. Dancing for Wellbeing sounds fantastic. And of course, there's lots and lots of other opportunities as well for people to find all sorts of different people. It's available right now at northyorkshireconnect.org.uk. Jackie, thank you very much for talking to us.
It's a pleasure.